So today on Your County Then, we are talking about libraries and in particular, community libraries. I have somebody on the phone now who is a volunteer at one of those said libraries. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us your role within which town in North Yorkshire?
Yes, my name's Gareth Chapman. I'm the chair of FOLK, which is the Friends of the Library in Knaresborough. Strictly speaking, we're a hybrid library rather than a community library. The plan from North Yorkshire Libraries was to divide libraries into three types, which is community libraries, central libraries, and then five hybrid libraries, of which Knaresborough is one. We have two full-time equivalent library staff, but they are outnumbered significantly by the number of volunteers who support them.
Do you know roughly how many volunteers you have at Knaresborough Library?
Yes, we have at this moment exactly 54 trained weekly volunteers. Now, those are the volunteers who help routinely and have a slot on a weekly basis where they do generic help and support for customers of the library and so on. On top of that, we have a further 20 volunteers who help at various events, classes, craft groups, children's story times and storytelling groups, the home library service and various other events that go on during the course of a week.
There's definitely a lot to keep your team of 54 people very busy then, isn't
there? There certainly is, and we are always looking for new volunteers, but the ones that are working for us are an absolute godsend to the library. They couldn't be more useful if they tried.
How important do you think the library is within the Knaresborough community?
Well, I think it's essential. I think Knaresborough Library enjoys a symbiotic relationship, really, with the rest of the town. Shops, businesses, attractions, etc. in Knaresborough need the library, and the library needs them. People who come in, say, to shop make use of the library. People who come in for the library make use of the shops. So I think it's an absolutely essential part of a thriving town.
And have you got any events coming up within the near future, Gareth, that you'd like residents of Knaresborough to get involved with?
Well, we've had this month the Autism Awareness Month, so we do try to tie in events to national observations, if you like. We have in June Volunteers Week, Bookstart Week, Festival of Learning. In July, we start our summer reading challenge, which is a very important part of our work over summer to prevent children from slipping back in their reading over the long summer holidays. So we have a series of books which we recommend, and children can collect stickers and are awarded a certificate when they have completed reading a certain number of books. We also, of course, support in Knaresborough such town-wide events as Fever, so that the library dresses up and focuses a lot of its work on supporting the annual Festival of Visual Arts.
Well, you have a busy agenda then on your horizon, Gareth. I believe Knaresborough Library, you're just off the Market Square, aren't you, right in the centre of the town?
Yes, we overlook the Market Square, and we're easy access for people who need level entry to the library, so that should be helpful for some users.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very busy library. Our volunteers range in age from early 20s to 80 plus, and the volunteers gain a lot as well as give a lot to the library, I think.
If people would like to help, Gareth, if they'd like to become a volunteer with Knaresborough Library, is the best thing to do just to pop in and speak to somebody?
Yes, pop into the library. They'll find forms there which they can complete and people there that they can talk to and say, oh, well, what does volunteering involve? Is it the right thing for me? And they'd be very welcome.
Fantastic. Gareth, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Beth.